You arrive at the Edinburgh Royal Academy and are making your way towards the professor's office when you encounter Hannah, a member of his research group. She has a quick update for you.
After your intern left, I went back and looked through the emails I received from Charlie over the last few months, while he was out on this quest of his. I didn't think of it much then, but there was an email I got from him some time ago, around the same time he sent me the postcard. At the bottom of the email it had quite a few numbers neatly organized in columns. Each row had three entries. I thought he was being absent-minded and just put something in there that didn't belong. But then I realized that he usually uses strong encryption for communicating in emails, but while he is away he wouldn't have access to the university software tools. So he must have resorted to using some sort of code. I'm familiar with a few different types of ciphers. You know, things like a simple substitution cipher, where you might decide to replace some letters of the alphabet with another one. The Caesar cipher, when you shift letters by a certain number. A becomes F, if you shift by 5, and so on. Thinking about his email, I figured out that he must be using a version of a book cipher. Normally in a book cipher each row would have two or three numbers. Each number is typically a reference to a page, line and word, or even line and letter. Using this I figured out his message. He said, found trail. Must disappear. I am quite worried for him. I do hope you find him.
With that, she heads back to her office.
After going over the interviews of Professor Charlie McEwan's research group, you make your way to his office. According to them, he keeps most of his belongings there. If there is something of significance, it must be there. But when you arrive in front of his office, your quest comes to an abrupt halt. Surprised, you raise your eyebrows when you see that there is a lock on the door. The door seems to work with PIN codes. You draw in a deep breath and let out a sigh. Of course the door would be locked, you think to yourself, but still, you need to get in somehow. Figuring out that PIN code will be quite useful.